So my name is Taya. I'm 21 years old, and today is October 8th, and I'm speaking with Kate Smith, who was one of my professors before, and we are in Durango, Colorado. Okay, so my first question is, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and give me a brief overview of the social work you've done in your life?
Brief overview of myself is that I was raised in a military family. I moved around all my life, and I was given a great perspective of different cultures from an early age. My social work involves working with autistic children. It involves working with chronic female runaways and females in the juvenile justice system. I've worked with homeless people. I have worked setting up temporary custody hearings at the 4th Judicial Courthouse, assigning respondent counsels and guardian ad litems in court cases and setting the docket. I worked for 5 years with the agency in Colorado Springs called TESA. For 2.5 years, I was the safe house manager. In the other 2.5 years, I went out in the community to speak on the topics of domestic violence, sexual assault, and intimate partner violence.
Thank you. Okay. Why did you want to become a social worker?
I felt that communities had various populations that needed assistance, and I wanted to be one of those people who could direct people to various agencies that could help them in their troubling situations.
So what, I don't know if you're still involved in social work, but what does slash did being a social worker mean to you?
It meant that I was giving back to my community. It also meant that I was an active participant in that I used my agency to support people and offer them whatever information or help I could in my job capacity, and that that's something that means a lot to me as personal in being able to contribute in a positive way to all communities that I lived in.
Was there a part of your work that was most influential to you? I mean, it sounds like you've done a lot of different things. Was there anything, like a specific memory or experience that really stays with you that sort of represents the work you did? I know that it can get hard to, because we want to be confidential.
There was a little girl in the shelter, and she would come to my office and see me and talk to me. She was 5. Mm-hmm. And it was around Christmas time. And I asked her, what do you want Santa Claus to bring you for Christmas? And she said, just as sweet as she could, I just want a home to live in. Mm-hmm. And that just touched my heart.
Mm, I bet. So another part of my paper is going to sort of be focusing on burnout in mm-hmm. social work. And so what did you experience burnout, or and how did you deal with that, if you did?
Generally speaking, I stayed in job positions as long as I knew my mental health was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for me, working in those job positions were about 2.5 to 3 years.
Okay.
And then I knew I needed to move on.
How did you know?
That I knew because I had reached a limit where I could not challenge myself anymore.
Okay.
The reason why I try to avoid burnout as much as possible, especially in the social work field, is that you have to recognize that you are there in your job position to bring to people whatever they need at the time in the best way you know how.
Mm-hmm.
You are responsible to them. You are not responsible for them.
Yeah. Do you think that they're... are, like, do you think it depends on the person and the work they're doing? Do you think that everyone should, who's working in the social working field, should change it up that much? Because I know some people who, like, have been doing the same job for, like, over 10 years, and I wonder about that.
For me,
mm-hmm.
I want to be able to do the best job I can at each position. Now, can I stay there 10 and 15 years to keep doing it and doing it and doing it? I could, but am I giving my best? No.
Yeah. So for people who are thinking about going into this field, or people who are in it and maybe experiencing burnout or looking to change the course they're on, like, what would you say is important about doing social working, being a therapist, mental health work? What would you say is the most important thing to another person who's interested in that?
The best therapist, counselor, advocate has a therapist,
mm.
counselor, advocate that they can sit down and talk to.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else you think on this topic you could share with me? I'm still sort of shaping what I want my paper to look like. Is it for everyone, this kind of work?
No.
No.
The other thing you need to be aware of is yourself. You have to understand your biases, your limitations, your threshold of where you say, I have met my limit and I need to move on.
Yeah.
Anyone can stay with a job for 10, 15, 20 years. It is not an endurance race.
Mm-hmm.
It is putting yourself out there to put your best work effort into the people you work for and with.
Yeah. Do you think that they're, like, in terms of personal reactions to people you've worked with, do you think it's bad to be emotional afterwards? Because I've been told that, like, sometimes you're only allowed to feel so much and then you have to sort of close a certain part of yourself off.
I think that's unrealistic.
Yeah.
Because living life is emotional.
Mm-hmm. And everyone's different, right?
And everybody's different.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. Did it break my heart when that little girl told me she just wanted a house to live in? Yeah, because I have a house to live in that I go to every day. And yeah, I that broke my heart. Now, did I take that home with me and weep and sob? No.
Mm-hmm.
But did I recognize that in my job position, I was going to try to help her, her mother, and her grandmother get out of that shelter as soon as possible? Yes.
Yeah. So that's how you reconciled that pain. Okay. Anything else you can think of? Do you still do social work today?
I do.
Outside of the college?
Outside of the college. It's nothing that I work for.
Yeah, volunteering.
It's something I volunteer.
Cool.
And it's at my church.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Did I answer all your questions?
Yes, totally.
Was I okay?
You were perfect. No,
okay.
No, because I have to transcribe it, and you said everything so eloquently. I'm so excited.